And there were a lot of good boys that I played with. And I saw they had no advantages, but I accepted them as such. Who was I to judge? I was fortunate enough to have their mom and papa, and had a nice place to stay, and fortunately was able to get food. But some of the others didn't. I mean, I saw the circumstances, and the poor devils were didn't have clothes to go to school with, and such as that. I mean, that's the way I was raised, to accept them, and if you didn't have to associate with them if you didn't want to. So I had that fortunate way of playing with them, and that if I didn't want to play them, I could go somewhere else and play. So that's the way I've taken life. Unfortunately, some people have been at a disadvantage, and there's some people cut out to be this, and some people cut out to be that. Taxi cab drivers, or truck drivers, or people working on the wharf as longshoremen. So as I say, it's up to you whatever you want to be. Have the strength to keep away from those kind of things if you didn't like them. But never talk about anybody, because some of them may be better than I in a mode of living, just because they didn't have the advantages. But anyway.
Well, that's a good understanding attitude.
Well, that's the way I feel about it. And same way when I worked, I always try to protect the underprivileged. And I never did believe in unions. I'm not a union supporter, because so many times that when they're striking, who is suffering? The wife and the children. The man, he'll go leave the house and he'll go down to union hall and say, I have to go down to union hall. What happened? He gets a friend to get a bottle of this or that, you know, and a poor wife trying to make ends meet. And the men who are running the union get paid while you're holding the bag. That's what I don't like about it. No doubt they've done a lot of good. Because when we were during the Depression, why, the poor devils were taken advantage of, and by golly, when the wheels turned around, they really put it on the capitalists or people like that. But it was heck during the Depression, boys.
They was it rough around here?
Damn right it was rough. Yeah. I had three jobs.
Good.
I had fortunately. I mean, at one concern. But anyway, it was havoc. I've seen people with education and such as that in the soup line. Anything to do. And I've seen it in the country where people had these old broken down Fords and running on a patched up inner tube, and three or four kids didn't have anything to eat for several days. That's rough, you know. I mean, they were willing, but it wasn't available. And one thing that stands out in my mind, there was a rancher who killed a three-year-old steer, weighed 1,600 pounds, got a dollar for the hide. Now, that's a big animal, 1,600 pounds. And a dollar for a big, big hide. I mean, people don't realize what that thing was. And I'm hoping we don't have it now, because if we do, it's going to be a revolution. As you take people, you go down these high schools, they're driving better cars than I am to school. And who's buying their gasoline? The folks are. Oh, there's a store here. They come get sandwiches and jigaboos. Have dollar bills. Where they're getting the folks to give it to them, and they're not earning it. That's the trouble with them now. They won't want to work. Shit, we were taught to work. And what if you applied for a job, we didn't know how to spell overtime in my day.